This is WSKG News. I'm Sarah Gager. 1946 saw a huge uptick in college students with the enactment of the GI Bill. It provided returning World War II veterans with a range of benefits like cash payments for tuition and college living expenses. Here with me today is Brian Fry, WSKG's History Department Director. Brian, welcome.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
On Saturday, WSKG will show your new documentary, Class of the Century. It's a movie about the impacts of the GI Bill on higher education, specifically a little school called Cornell. How did the GI Bill affect Cornell?
Because of many of the things that were in the GI Bill, it was open to anybody who served, as long as you had served for at least 90 days. So many of the people who went were people who didn't think they would go to college. They maybe grew up on small farms, or it was just something that they didn't think they had the finances to pay for college, and the GI Bill paid for it. And so enrollment surged that first year, 1946, first full year after World War II. I think the enrollment was something like 10,000 people. And a lot of these veterans weren't the traditional student that you think of either even today or before that. Many of them were married and had kids, and so it was a different style of student.
Cornell was already used to having a military presence on campus. Can you tell us about the relationship between Cornell and America's military?
Right. During World War II, there was a big Navy program that was housed in Cornell.
Is there any sort of academic relationship?
I think so. I think that when the war started, the military knew that science was going to play a big part in helping win the war, and especially training of engineers. That's what really started at Cornell at that time after Pearl Harbor in 1942, where they needed to train engineers because they knew they were going to need engineers to run sophisticated equipment that was being invented and used, like radar and things like that were going to be used for the war purpose. And so I think that's part of what the story at Cornell is, that in many ways, science played such a big part in helping win the war. And then afterwards, that relationship that started during World War II with universities throughout the country continues, and that's in turn helped change universities to become these research facilities after World War II.
The veterans were a little bit older, and they approached their education a little differently.
Yeah, I think that one of the gentlemen said, you know, when you face some of the things that they faced in combat during World War II, it certainly gives you a different perspective. And so they were very serious students. Most of the veterans who I talked to wanted to take their education seriously and get on with their life. I mean, that was something they'd put on hold for a long time during World War II. And so they did come in with a stronger attitude towards wanting to be serious about their studies and serious about their future.
What surprised you while you were making the film?
I think one of the things that surprised me was how grateful these veterans were to have this opportunity. And to this day, you know, we're talking 65 years later since they graduated, one of the first things they said is how lucky they felt to be able to have this opportunity to go to a university like Cornell, and how happy they were that the federal government instituted this program and opened it up to so many people.